You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary experiences that I've encountered in my life and how you can use experiences like that to drive forward progress and momentum in your life. And this week, I want to talk about something that I don't really think that much about anymore, but I had a conversation with a good friend of mine who was looking for some help in building their resume to find a new job, a new opportunity to do something that would pay them a little bit more money. And so I got a text message earlier this week that went something like, "Hey, do you have any good ideas for how I could write a resume that's worth this salary that I'm looking for?" And I said, "Well, no, there's not a resume that's worth anything. The resume doesn't have any value at all. It's just a piece of paper that is showing somebody else the story of the value that you can bring to their business or their opportunity." And so I asked a follow-up question and I said, "Well, what is it that you want to do? What does this position look like? What is it that you would like to achieve or accomplish with this next position?" And we can start talking about how to build a structure, a resume around that type of position, so we can help get you set up for this opportunity that you're looking for. And he said, "Well, I have no idea what I'm looking for. That's part of the problem. If I knew what I was looking for, I'd know how to prepare myself to go get it." And I said to myself, "Well, that makes it a little bit more challenging." And so then I dug in a little bit further and I said, "Well, let me ask the next set of questions then." And I said, "What is it that you can do? What are the things that you are the best at that you could bring to a prospective employer that you could say, I can provide value because of these skills, this experience, this knowledge that I have that would be better from me than it would be from somebody else, because I know that I'm a top tier performer in this type of work?" And he paused for a minute and then he responded back to me and he said, "Well, I guess I've never really thought about it before." And that just almost stunned me, because that type of thought process is where I spend almost all of my time these days. And I forget that it wasn't that long ago I was in the exact same place where I was sitting looking at myself in the mirror and thinking to myself, "What are you ever going to be able to do? You don't provide any value. You don't provide anything unique. You don't have anything that you bring to the table that everybody else can't and probably do it better. You're a college dropout. You're an inexperienced professional. You've only worked in small companies. You've only done this type of project." And I would tell myself all of these things, and I'd never realized that I could provide something, that I could do something that was uniquely valuable, that would be a high value add situation for a prospective employer, for a person to be able to benefit from, and then I could receive additional compensation by providing that benefit. And so that's what I want to talk about this week. I want to talk about, what are the things? Are you taking the time to look at yourself, to do some evaluation, to sit in the quiet with a pen and a paper or a tablet computer, or whatever it is that helps you to take notes, and really sit and think, what are the things that I do best? What are the things that I can really provide value in? And if you find yourself saying, "There's nothing that I can do that I provide value, there's no unique that I bring to the table," well, I'm going to tell you right now, you're wrong. That's not true. Everybody has a unique story. Everybody has a unique experience that they can do something better than other people would be able to, and can provide value. They can fulfill a need for another person. And that is how we can get benefit in return, is by providing something that other people can't or aren't willing to do. And if that means you're really good at picking heavy things up and moving them from A to B, then hey, find people who need somebody to move heavy things from A to B. If you're really good at thinking through problems creatively and coming up with unique solutions, and find people who need unique solutions. And that's everybody in every industry needs somebody who can come up with unique, creative, and thoughtful solutions to problems. If you're really good at math, find people who really need somebody who can do math problems. If you're really good at making cheeseburgers, find a place that needs somebody to make cheeseburgers. It doesn't matter what it is. The only person who devalues something is you in your own mind, because there's a difference between price and value. And sometimes we think that if we didn't pay a whole bunch of money, if we didn't give up a huge amount of something of ourselves in order to get the knowledge or experience or capability, that we think it's not valuable. But just because we didn't have to pay a lot for it doesn't mean it doesn't have a lot of value to somebody else. And if it has value to somebody else, then they're willing to pay way more than what we think it would even be worth, because that value is something that they can't get without your unique experience, without your unique knowledge, without your unique capability. So I think that that's something that is so important to build the success and build the patterns and build the outcomes that we want in our lives, is to just stop and think for a minute. And if you're really still struggling after you think for a minute and you write down some things and you kind of shake your head and crumple your paper and say, this is worthless, this is dumb, I'm not going to do this anymore, find somebody who knows you well. Find a partner, find a best friend, find a coworker, find somebody who would be willing to give you that feedback, that would be willing to share with you, these are the things that I see that you're good at. Hey, Mike, here's what I see that you can do. Hey, whoever, these are the things that you're really good at. Hey, you're really good at hearing what people say and understanding what they're trying to convey, even if they're not being clear themselves, even if it's ambiguous in the language that they use. You're great at reading between the lines and interpreting and communicating that effectively and understanding and sharing that information. That might be something that we think is just talking. You may just say this, what do you mean? I just hear people and I repeat it. That's not a big deal. That's no value. But it's no value. You may view it as no value because to you, it's just natural. It's normal. Those are the things that you're the best at. And those are the things that sometimes it's helpful to get an outside perspective. Somebody who will look at you and tell you, this is unique. This is special. This is creative. Hopefully you can find those values yourself, and hopefully you can look at yourself in the mirror and do an honest self-assessment with some good awareness and say, these are the things that I'm really good at. And just because you've done it for a long time also doesn't mean that you're good at it. You don't have to go to the well of, well, I've spent the most time, whatever, digging trenches. I've spent the most time as a financial analyst. I've spent the most time as a lawyer. I've spent the most time reading books. Just because you've spent the time doing it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what you're the best at. That just means that's what you've dedicated the most time to. What if, because you're not taking this time to do some self-evaluation and really doing an analysis of yourself, what if you're spending all of your time doing things that you're not good at and you could be providing so much more value? You're practicing the things that you aren't good at, when you could just be practicing the things that you are good at and become an expert and really provide an intense, incredible value that you can get compensation for and leave your mark on the world and do the things that you want to do because you're doing something that other people can't or won't. And just because it feels natural and comfortable to you doesn't mean that other people don't find it valuable. It doesn't mean that it's not unique. And you should take the time and the energy and the effort to sit. Just really take an hour. Take an hour every day for a week. Take an hour every day for a month. Invest in yourself because it's worth it. If there's something that I believe in, it's going to be myself. And if I'm going to make an investment into something, it's going to be into me and my future and my capability. And you should be doing the same thing. You don't have to do just what you've thought, or just the things that you've done before. You don't have to keep living the same life that you've always lived. Just because you've done it, you can sit and pause and breathe and think and maybe inspire yourself to do something new. Give yourself that feedback loop. Go find people who work for you or that you work for and get their honest feedback. Talk to your friends, talk to your family, and get that honest feedback from people who are going to tell you the things that you're good at, the things that you suck at, and there's going to be both. And the best way to find what your value is, what your unique is, what is the thing that you bring to the table that nobody else can, and that is where you're going to be able to provide the most value. And that is where you're going to be able to find that extra little bit of money. You're going to find that extra little bit of satisfaction. You're going to find that extra little bit of time to do the things that you want to do, is in the things that you're good at, that you love, that you want to do. You want to dedicate your time and energy and effort to. What are the things that are unique to you that you've spent your entire life building that specific skill set and experience and knowledge, even if to you it feels just normal and natural? To somebody else, it might not. To somebody else, that might be the most valuable thing in the world and the only thing that they need in order to succeed in their plan. And the only way that you'll be able to provide that to them is if you're aware that you carry that value. So that's my challenge, my message for this week, is to take time to look at yourself, look at what you're good at. Stop for a minute and don't just keep running all the time and working all the time and doing the things that you feel like you have to do. Take a break, stop, invest in yourself enough, care enough about yourself and your future to figure out what is the value that you can provide? What is the unique experience that you have? How can you use the unique experience and exposure and knowledge that you have to provide value to somebody else? Because that is what we're here for, is to provide value, bring something to the world that's never been here before, and do something that would never have been able to be done without our specific experience, with our specific set of knowledge and circumstances in our life that nobody else has had or will have, because nobody else is you, and that in itself has value. And finding those ways to see the value in yourself, bring that value to the world, and put it out there in a way that's meaningful and impactful will be the best way to live the most fulfilling, satisfying, and successful life that any of us can. So take some time this week and do that. Do that for yourself. Do that for your family. Do that for your future. Thanks for checking me out this week. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I hope that you found something valuable in this. If you like what you heard, want to find out more, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. I appreciate you. Have a great week, and I will talk to you again soon.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.